So on Wednesday I spoke of the two aspects of practice, concentration and observation, or presence and awareness. Two aspects of practice which are not separable, they're intertwined, like the classic yin-yang diagram, and they emerge naturally, unconsciously and automatically from regular sitting and opening and letting go. And these aspects of practice move beyond the Zafu into the lives that each leads. Presence, which is letting go of the personal in the moment, opening to the experience of the moment as it is. Awareness, which is receiving the reality of the moment, the experience of the moment. Noticing not necessarily with the thinking mind, the way that each moment responds to what actions emerge from this being, this aggregate that we call the me. And this presence and awareness is something that is also a practice of interpersonal experience. It's not simply about this self, but rather the play of the causes and conditions that emerge between us. It's something that's not only about the me, but about the community, the Sangha. And in our interactions with each other, then inevitably, karma arises, sometimes productive, sometimes unproductive, sometimes appearing good, sometimes appearing bad, sometimes promoting harmony, sometimes promoting disharmony and suffering. And it's important in practice to not become tangled up in the self in such moments, but to open to the wider system, to be aware of the interplay of judgment in oneself, in others, of anger, of pain, of suffering. But act stepping beyond these, not getting tangled up in one's own personal karma. Not feeling that this me needs to win or prove themselves right, but accepting the wider waves. Perhaps the hardest of all practices is the interpersonal practice. nonetheless, it's perhaps the most important. And in the end, arises from practice in the dojo, on the cushion. Presence and awareness, naturally, unconsciously, and automatically.